The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Big hallelujah! Father, we thank you. To you be all the glory. Blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. Thank you for the first day of this fast. Thank you for the second. Thank you for the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth. Thank you for bringing us to the 11th day. To you be all the glory. This morning, Holy Spirit, have your way. Send your word to us this morning. Let no one go back the same. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can I hear a big amen? Give Jesus another big clap, somebody. Please be seated. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this Thanksgiving service. The Thanksgiving service for the year 2025, the new year. And I declare that this is your year in Jesus' name. We have been on a fast in the last 11 days, the supernatural increase fast. And I trust God that that will be your testimony. Increase will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. I say increase will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Before we go into the Thanksgiving this morning, I'll just give us a brief, very, very brief word before we go into the Thanksgiving this morning. Biblical laws for increase on all sides. Biblical laws for increase on all sides. Biblical laws for increase on all sides. Everybody wants increase in life. But increase has laws. There are some laws that govern increase. Life is full of laws. Like we have the law of gravity, which says that whatever goes up must what? Must come down. We have the law of retribution, which means that whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So life is governed by laws. Even if you don't like it, if you throw your biro up, it will drop. Even if you don't feel like it coming down, it will come, because that is the law. So there are laws that governs increase. We'll look at some of them in the first service, and then we'll look at much more in the second service. So what are facts about laws? Quickly, before we go into very deep, what are some facts about laws? What are facts about laws? A, laws are universal. Laws are universal. That is, they work everywhere. Wherever you live, the law of gravity works. Either, it doesn't matter if you are in Nigeria or you are in the US or you are in Saudi Arabia. Laws are universal. They work everywhere. B, fact about laws is that laws are not prejudiced. They are no respecter of persons. Laws don't respect individuals. Laws don't respect persons. Somebody with me this morning shout a big amen. Amen. Laws are no respecter of persons. It won't say if this person is from this place or this. No. Laws don't respect persons. They are not prejudiced. C, fact about laws is that laws are unbreakable. Laws are unbreakable. No matter where you are, what a man sows is what he reaps. Laws are unbreakable. They can't break it for one person and say, because you are the son of so-so person. Let's know. Laws are unbreakable. D, fact about laws is that laws are durable. That is, they continue to produce as long as the earth is in existence. Laws are durable. They continue in operation for as long as the earth is on. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Genesis 8, verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. While the earth remaineth, seed and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So they are durable. Laws are durable. And E, fact about laws is that laws cannot be influenced. Laws can only be obeyed or disregarded, or what we call disobeyed, and their attendant consequences. Laws cannot be influenced. You can't influence the law. You can only obey it, or you disobey it, and then you face the consequences. You cannot influence it. Somebody blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. Laws cannot be influenced. Quickly this morning, I'll be taking us through a few of these laws that will bring you into increase. And if you are ready for that increase, shout a big hallelujah. The first law is the law of faith. Everyone that will experience increase must be a person of faith. If you will enjoy increase, you must believe that you can increase. What you believe determines how you behave, and how you behave determines what becomes of you. What you believe determines how you behave, and how you behave determines what becomes of you. So it is not to you according to your economy, but according to your faith. It is not to you according to the Nigerian economy. It is to you according to your faith. If you will experience increase this year, your faith must be intact and your faith must grow. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. If your faith is intact, you will continue to move forward. Somebody here is moving forward in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, can I hear your loud amen? If you are that person, can I hear your loud amen? Please note the following concerning the matter of faith. That is one. That is one Roman figure, one again. Your faith determines your faith. Your faith, F-A-I-T-H, determines your faith, F-A-T-E. Your faith determines your faith. Good, media. Your faith, F-A-I-T-H, determines your faith, F-A-T-E. Your faith, the level of your faith will determine your faith. Two, Roman figure two, is that your faith determines your future. Your faith today, or your level of faith today, will determine your future tomorrow. Great faith, great future. No faith, no future. Small faith, small future. Your faith will always determine your future. Three, thing to note is that your faith determines your fortune in life. Your faith will determine the level of your fortune in life. You will never be an unfortunate person. I say you will never be an unfortunate person. I say you will never be an unfortunate person. Your faith will determine your fortune in life. Number four thing to note is that the absence of faith decreases a man. The presence of faith increases a man. The absence of faith decreases a man. The presence of faith increases a man. If you are going to enjoy increase, shout a big amen. Amen. You will never suffer decrease in life. I say you will never suffer decrease in life. If you want increase, increase your faith. If you want to enjoy increase, increase your faith. Nobody here will suffer a decrease again. I say nobody here will suffer a decrease again. Nobody here will suffer a decrease again. I'm talking to you about biblical laws for increase on all sides. The first one is the law of what? The law of faith. The second law is the law of right words. The second law that will bring you into increase on all sides is the law of right words. Words are powerful. A wise man said, a bad word whispered will echo 1,000 miles. A bad word whispered will echo 1,000. Just saying something negative, saying, I just whispered it. It has gone 1,000 miles. What you say determines what you see. Even God does for us what we say. Numbers 14, verse 28. Numbers 14, verse. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I what? Eh? So will I do to you. What you have said to me is what I will do to you. What you have said to me that I should do for you is what I will do for you. What you have asked for me is what I will release to you. Many are blaming their lack of increase on witches. But it's not witches, it's their words. Your words matter a lot. Until you talk it, you can't take it. Until you talk it, you can't take it. That is, until you say it, you can't assess it. So when you are saying that your future will be great, things will be all right, it's not boasting. It's just what you believe. Somebody hearing me this morning, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until you talk it, you don't really believe it. So increase comes via faith, and faith is expressed through words. Increase comes via faith, and faith is expressed through words. Luke chapter 1 verse 45, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that were said of her, of the Lord. So, increase is a product of faith. And of course, the right words. Please note the following concerning the right words. One, words are seeds. Somebody say words are seeds. Life's harvest of increase of today are products of words of yesterday. The increase you are experiencing today is the product of what you said yesterday. So the word you are speaking is a seed. You are planting a seed. Many people are reaping today the product of what they said yesterday. So if you are going to reap today, if you are going to reap tomorrow, you must say something good today. In 1 minute, say something good about your tomorrow. In 1 minute, say something good. Say something good about your tomorrow in 1 minute. Don't allow anybody to hold your mouth down. Say something good about your tomorrow in 1 minute. Words are seeds. Words are seeds. Words are seeds. Seeds. Number two, words are prophecies. Number two, words are prophecies. Your destiny is a product of prophecies. Your destiny is a product of prophecies. Some time ago, somebody said something that in a particular farm, he had two plants. One, he was saying the right words unto them. This plant, you will do well. You will prosper. You will excel. You will do well. You will grow. You will produce fruit. And it was growing. The other one, he was saying something bad about, you can never do well, you this plant. You can never excel. You can never go forward. You can't produce. And honestly, it happened to both of them the same way he said it. The one that he spoke to that it will prosper, it prospered. The one that he spoke to that it can never prosper, it never prosper. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? So, the very words of your mouth are prophecies. Whenever you speak, you are prophesying. Anything you say, you are prophesying. Anything you say, you are prophesying. If you are saying things are hard, I'm not sure I will make it this year, you are already saying something. I don't think anybody can ever do well in Nigeria. I don't think so. Because Nigeria has a turn. And things are finished. There's no way you can excel there. Words are prophecies. Somebody say words are prophecies. Words are prophecies. And so, you must do all you can deliberately to say the right things. If you have no prophet over your life, say, be your own prophet first. Immediately you wake up in the morning, begin to say something about your own life. When you wake up in the morning, begin to say something good about your life. I'm a queen. I'm blessed. I will do well. I will get married. I will have my children. I will prosper in life. I am going forward. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can hinder me. My future is bright. As a man, I am prosperous. I'm going forward. I will marry correctly. I will have children. I will progress in ministry. I will progress as a student. You prophesy unto your own life. In 1 minute, prophesy concerning your life. Oh God. Can you see how quiet you are? Prophesy concerning your own life. Go ahead. Say something about your life, how it will look like. Prophesy. 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 In 1 minute, say something about how your life will look like in the next 1 year. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Number three thing to note about words. Your life turns in the direction of your tongue. The way you turn your tongue is the way your life turns. Your life turns in the direction of your tongue. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no what? They speak no guile. Your life will always turn in the direction of your tongue. If you are saying things that about your life, that everything is increasing, my turnover is increasing, everything about my life is increasing, that's the way it will be. If you are saying that things cannot work out, it will not. It's just everything. The tongue is so powerful. That's why in Mark chapter 11, verse 23 to 24, Mark 11, we say, "Very, very, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say," somebody say, "say, unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said." Therefore, I say unto you that what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So, whatsoever you say, you will have it. This year, as you say it, you will have it in the name of Jesus. If you want to enjoy life, you must watch your tongue. If you enjoy your life, you must watch your tongue. Don't say what others are saying. You know, in school, when people finish exams, some people will now come out in one corner. They'll now be asking you, "How far now? How did it go?" They are waiting for you to join them to say, "We are going to fail." But instead of you joining them, say, "That exam, very wonderful." They will now be looking at you like this. You will now tell them, "Very wonderful, fantastic exam. I've never done any exam as wonderful as this. This is a fantastic test. Sweet, sweeter than honey." They'll be looking at you like this. They will be surprised. But I can tell you, when your result comes, that is how they will be surprised too. But when you come out, and then you begin to talk, and then they say, "How far now?" You say, it's not a course. I've already had extra with this course. I already have extra year with this course. You have just said it the way you want it. But when you say it, even in the face of the deepest adversity, you say, "No, this lecturer thought he got me, but what I wrote is the answer. What I wrote is what is the answer. I don't know what I wrote is the answer." Praise the Lord. Your tongue matters. If this thing doesn't work, I won't teach you. If it doesn't work, I won't tell you. It works, and it will work for you. I say it will work for you. I say it will work for you. I say it will work for you. As a lady, never say there is no good man again. Never say that. All the men, all they are looking for is sex. Every man is bad. All the guys outside is bad. That's not true. Fine, all the guys toasting you are bad boys. I know. But when you begin to say that good guys are there, the good guys will come. Yes or no? Somebody will have a testimony this year. I decree a new season of multiple marriages. I say I decree a new season of multiple marriages. That is many marriages the same Saturday. Many, many marriages. You people, go to this one. You people, go to this one. You people, go to this one. It's happening in the name of Jesus. I say it's happening in the name of Jesus. And you will see it. I say you will see it. You will witness it. You will see it. You will witness it. And you will partake of it. In the name of Jesus. Many of you saying amen. You are not too small to get married. So you it will happen in your life. In the name of Jesus. Number three. Biblical law. For increase on all sides is the law of joy. Somebody shout joy. Ah, that's not loud enough. Somebody shout joy. A louder shout of joy. The intensity of your excitement affects your joy, which also affects your increased level. Joel 1 verse 12. Joel chapter 1 verse 12. The vine is dried up. The fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree. The palm tree also. The apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Everything withers when joy is lacking. If there's anything you must protect this year, it's your joy. Because everything is trying to steal your joy. Economy is trying to steal your joy. Some family members, maybe you have even helped somebody before in the past, and you couldn't help the person. The person send you text back and say, "What's wrong with you? Are you Tinubu, or what's your problem? I even asked for small money from you. You refuse to give me." As if it's the person that work for you. These are killers of joy. Never focus on what you lack. Focus on what you have. Don't focus on what you lack. You must know that there's a connection between joy and increase. If you desire increase, always avoid depression. If you desire increase, run away from depression. If you desire increase, run away from depression. Depression is the platform for oppression and the pathway to destruction. Depression is the what? Pathway to what? Oppression. And oppression is the pathway to what? Destruction. You will not be destroyed. Devil doesn't need to use gun to destroy a person. Devil doesn't need to use arrows to destroy a person. What does the devil need to do to steal your joy? That's all the devil needs to do. That's all the devil needs to do to steal your joy. No devil will be able to steal your joy. So anything that brings you depression must be cut off. Anything or anybody that brings you. So if somebody always calls you, and if the person calls you, your blood pressure goes up or you are depressed, don't pick the call again. Let nothing depress you this year. Anything that brings you depression must be cut off. You must guide your joy jealously. Some of you guide your money, you guide your car, you even put a security there, you also put tracker there, but you did not put protector in your joy, something that will protect your joy. So people just come, they dump dustbin in your joy, in your life, and they go. They just come, they put all kinds of things there just to bring down your joy. Somebody say, "I will guard my joy." Protect your joy at all costs, because the world is filled with depressive events and negative news. I told you during the week, I told you that negative news sells more than good news. You know, negative news sells more than good news. If newspaper and all these people want to sell, the best way they will sell is through negative news. They say, A woman was drawing water in the well. She dropped inside the well. Ah, people will begin to buy it. They say 17 people caught with head of newborn babies. It will sell. So negative news is what the people of the world sell. But for you, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, negative news will never be seen around you. I say negative news will never be seen around you. Note the following concerning the matter of joy. Note the following concerning the matter of joy. A, you have only one life to live. Don't allow your joy to die. You have only one life to live. Enjoy it. Habakkuk chapter 3, 17 to 19. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flood shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Verse 18, quickly. Yet, somebody say yet. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen's feet. He will make me to walk upon my high places. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Never allow anything to steal your joy. You have only one life to live. Don't allow the devil to steal that joy in your life. Number two, or B, thing to note concerning the matter of joy is that with joy, you can be sure that your life will be better than before. With joy in your life, you can be sure that your life will be better than before. With joy in your life, you can be sure that your life will be better than before. With joy in your life, you can be sure that your life will be better than before. With joy in your life, you can be sure your life will be better. C, thing to note about joy is that if you wait for perfect condition, you will never walk in joy. If you wait for everything to be perfect, you can never walk in joy. Celebrate with joy despite all conditions. If you wait for everything to be perfect in your life before you begin to thank God, you will never thank God. When you celebrate in joy about your desires, you accelerate the manifestations of your desires. When you celebrate in joy your desires, you accelerate the manifestation of your desires. Somebody say a loud amen. So if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never be joyful. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never be. So you must not wait for everything to be perfect before you begin to rejoice. Don't wait for everything to work out 100% before you begin to thank God. And as we thank God this morning, everything will be perfected for you. As we rejoice this morning, everything will be perfected for you. That business shall be perfected. That family shall be perfected. Everything shall be perfected for you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? D, never wait for right emotions before you are joyful. Don't wait for your emotions to be high first before you are joyful. Never wait for the right emotion before you are joyful. Don't wait for your emotions to be high until when you are happy, until when you feel so good, until when you have bought your car before you are joyful, until when you graduate before you are joyful, until when you build your own house before you are. Don't wait for that. Don't wait for the right emotions before you are joyful. If you are going to experience increase this year, you must at all costs ensure that you don't wait for the right emotions before you are joyful. Activate it yourself. Because feelings are unreliable. Feelings are unreliable. That's why the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. Don't wait for everything to be perfect. Rejoice again, rejoice again. Don't wait for perfect condition before you rejoice. Somebody say, I will rejoice. There's a song, I will rejoice and be glad in him. I will rejoice and be glad. Don't allow everything in your life to have come to pass first before you rejoice. Rejoice first. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Quickly, as I begin to round up this morning before we go into Thanksgiving, how do I access this joy? This joy that will lead to my increase. What do I do that will lead me into this joy? How do I access this joy? One, relate with the Holy Spirit. Relate with the Holy Spirit. If you will access this joy, relate with the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. In what? In the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of joy. So at all costs, relate well with the Holy Spirit. Relate well with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit be your guide. Let the Holy Spirit be the one leading you. Last night we talked about divine guidance. Let the Holy Spirit guide your steps if you ever want to continue to walk in joy. Somebody blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. To assess joy, number two, set goals and stretch to get them daily. Stretch to get them daily. Set goals and stretch to get them. When you stretch for goals and you get them, it gives joy. Because this fuels joy. Improvement fuels excitement. Improvement fuels excitement. So stretch on your goals, those things that you desire. Stretch to get them. Stretch to get them. Improvement fuels excitement. Improvement fuels excitement. I said number one is what? Relate well with the Holy Spirit. Number two, set goals and stretch to reach them daily. Number three, associate correctly. Associate correctly. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Be not deceived. Evil. Beware of your association. Don't associate with those that will depress you. Don't associate with those that will always see the bad side of you. There is a good side of you. And there are some people that God has placed in your life that will always focus on those good sides. Associate correctly with those that will show you the good side of you, that will push you forward. Associate correctly. Don't associate with joy killers. Recently, somebody was talking to me about something that happened. A particular friend of the person will always see something bad about this person. Why are you doing a master's? For what reason? Nigeria is not about master's. So country is not about master's. Your master, to me, is a waste. You are wasting your time. And why are you dressed like this? This clothes, it doesn't fit you. Go and use another design. That's not a good friend. Those are joy killers. Associate with those that value you and value what God has placed inside of you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Associate with those that are ready to go the extra mile to push you forward. Those that are ready to go the extra mile to see the advancement of the glory of God upon your life. Those are those that will help your joy. And lastly, flood your mind with God's word. Flood your mind with God's word. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you are going to enjoy joy, flood your mind with the word of God. Let the word of God fill your heart. Let the word of God fill your mind. Let your word of God fill your spirit. And as you do so, the Lord will bless you. Well, as we thank God today, the spirit of joy will come into somebody's life afresh in the name of Jesus. The economy will not steal your joy. Circumstances will not steal your joy. Difficulties around will not steal your joy. Your joy will continue to increase in the name of Jesus. There is one place your joy will be going, is up. It will be increasing. It will be progressing. It will be advancing. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Rise on your feet this morning. Let's give him praise and glory and honor. Let's thank him this morning. Let's magnify him. Let's bless his holy name. Father, we thank you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Just before we pray this morning, and then we go into a period of thanksgiving for this service, all heads bowed, I want to quickly pray for as many who really want the spirit of joy, who really want to experience this increase, but want to first make their ways right with God. They want to first make their ways right with God. Anywhere you are, I want to pray with you. You want your joy restored. You want the increase of your life to flow like never before. But you know that there are one or two things that you want to settle with God. I want to quickly pray with you this morning. Anywhere you are, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you just where you are standing. I'm going to count from one to three and I'm going to pray. Either you are online or you are on ground. Anywhere you are, you want me to pray with you this morning. You want your joy restored. You want to rededicate your heart to God. That is, you have been born again, but you want to quickly make your ways right with God. Anywhere you are right now, I want to quickly pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up above your head and I'll pray with you just where you are standing, and the Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless you. One. Also, you are here. You want to make today the day of your salvation. You want to remember today for life as that special day, the 12th of January 2025, as the day you rededicated your heart to God. I want to also pray with you. Just lift up your right hand. Two. I'm about to pray right now. Either you are online, you are on ground, you are in any of our churches connected to us this morning, you want me to pray with you, I want to do so now. I want to do so now. Where you are standing, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Let the pastor pray with you. Let him pray with you. Let him pray with you. Let him pray with you. That is the Spirit of the living God that is talking to you. And as I pray with you this morning, the Lord will reestablish you in the faith in the name of Jesus. Now with your right hand lifted, say after me, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. As your son, as your daughter, I declare you as my Lord and Savior. This morning, help me to know you better, to serve you better, and to do your will. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Keep that right hand raised. Father, we thank you for this ones online and on ground. Help these ones to do your will, to please you always, and let your name be glorified forever. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.